Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I want to chat about a beginner-friendly family of houseplants known as philodendrons. These are beautiful foliage plants and they are a variety of species with very interesting leaf shapes. Their lush, exotic, evergreen leaves and their easy-to-care-for nature makes them very popular houseplants right now. A benefit to having philodendrons in your home is that they improve the air quality. They purify the air by absorbing harmful gases and releasing oxygen instead. Philodendrons are known to remove formaldehyde from indoor rooms. So there are climbing philodendrons as well as non-climbing types. The climbing philodendrons usually have aerial roots that help them to attach themselves to the bark of trees in nature. In your home, you can use a moss pole for these climbers and place the aerial roots inside the moss pole. An example of a climbing philodendron is Philodendron scandens, the sweetheart vine. This climbing foliage plant has heart-shaped leaves and is the smallest philodendron. It is ideal for a top shelf where it can cascade or trail down. The sweetheart vine grows well in medium to bright light and is a very tough plant that's quite easy to look after. Look out for the variety called Brazil, which is a sweetheart vine named after the Brazilian flag because of its yellow and gold patterned foliage. A non-climbing philodendron is Philodendron salum from the tropics of Eastern Asia. This well-known plant, known as the lacy tree philodendron, is sometimes mistaken for the delicious monster because of its similar dramatic foliage. The lacy tree philodendron can become quite large, as the name suggests, so usually they are grown as a house plant and then later graduate to a shady spot of the garden when they become too large. Another interesting philodendron is the Birkin, which is a rare mutation of another philodendron hybrid. This interesting plant has creamy white variegated foliage and is fairly slow growing, eventually reaching a size of 90 centimeters. In general, philodendrons enjoy well-lit indoor spaces and are suitable for rooms like the lounge or kitchen. They enjoy high humidity, so are also suitable for the bathroom. If growing them in a normal room, mist spray frequently to increase the humidity. Philodendrons need well-drained soil, and important to note is that when watering them, allow the top layer of soil to dry out before watering again. Overwatering can actually lead to rotting. Also important to remember is that like many houseplants, philodendrons are toxic, so need to be positioned out of reach of pets and children. Also make sure that you position your philodendron out of direct sunlight. Repot your plant every 3 years. Other than that, philodendrons are fairly low maintenance, making them a very fashionable, easy to care for houseplant. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, or to see what philodendrons look like, visit my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have an awesome weekend.
We've got you covered. CCFM is everywhere.
Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere.